Today's daf is Brachas Daf Dalet. We are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. V'David mi haviyada. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the backdrop of the beginning, really the first 25 dafin of Masechtas Brachas, is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The flavor, however, is digression. And the Gemara is in the midst of a digression. Exact context was the Gemara was discussing the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who said that Soif Zman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis is Ad Soif HaShmura HaRishayna. The Gemara clarified that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there are three Mishmarois in the Laila, which would then mean, if the night is made up of 12 hours and there's three Mishmarois, each Mishmar is 4 hours, so Ad Soif HaShmura HaRishayna would mean up until 4 hours in the night. So up until when can one recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is up until Dalet Shoyz Ad Soifa Shmura Rishayna. The Gemara said that really Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that the night is divided into three Mishmaros is B'machloikis Shnuya. It's a Machloikis Tanam. There were Tanam that held Gimel Mishmaros Havi Alayla like Rabbi Eliezer. There were Tanam that held Dalet Mishmaros Havi Alayla. And the Gemara asked the Kasha from Tupsokin. David HaMelech said Chatzois Laila Akum Lahoidis Lach Al Mishpatei Tzedkecho. David HaMelech said I got up at Chatzois. There's another pasuk where David HaMelech describes him getting out of bed and says, "Kidmu einai ashmurois lasiach beimrasecha." One pasuk says David HaMelech got up by chatzos 6 hours into the night, and there's another pasuk that says that David HaMelech got up before two ashmurois, "Kidmu einai ashmurois," meaning there were another two ashmurois still to come of nighttime before I got up. Gemara's kasha was bishleim. If you hold dalit mishmaris havi alayla, that means each mishmar is 3 hours. So chatzos coincides with the conclusion of the first two ashmurois and the onset of the latter two ashmurois. So the two psukim reconcile very nicely. David HaMelech got up by chatzos, which is also kidmu enai ashmurois. But if you hold that gimel mishmar is havi alayla, so it comes out that each mishmar is really 4 hours. If each mishmar is 4 hours, then when David HaMelech got up, it was after 1.5 mishmarois. It was before 1.5 mishmaros. So how could David HaMelech, who got up at Chatzoy, say, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros? The Gemara gave two terutzim. Regardless, the Gemara is now going to digress with some interesting agadita as it relates to that pasuk. Chatzois Laila Akum Lahoidos Lach Al Mishpatei Tzedkecha. Freak the Gemara. Dovim Yaviyot Apagad Laila Emas. David HaMelech said he got up at Chatzois. It sounds like exactly Chatzois. Did David HaMelech know exactly when Chatzois was? Hashta Moish Rabbeinu Lehaviyot. Moish Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzois is. Dichsiv, how do we know? Because Makas Bechoris happened at Chatzois. And when Moshe told Paroi that Makas Bechoris was going to happen at Chatzois, the Pasuk says, Vayoyimre Moshe Koyamar Hashem. Kichatzois halaylo ani yoytzi b'toich Mitzrayim. My kichatzois. What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he said kichatzois? Approximately chatzois. Was he repeating exactly what Hashem told him? Meaning Hashem told Moshe that I want you to know Makas Bechoris is going to happen approximately 12 o'clock in the evening. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know exactly when Chatzos is, that he had to say Kichatzos, Hashem must have told Moshe Bichatzos, Vaseiu Va'amar Kichatzos. And Moshe Rabbeinu altered what Hashem told him and said Kichatzos, and the reason was Alma Masafkalik, probably because he didn't know when Chatzos was. And he didn't want to say something that he himself wasn't 100% sure of, because he thought that it may come back somehow to hurt him in a negative way. The fact that he said b'chatzois and he doesn't even know when chatzois is. The point is, Moshe Rabbeinu knew approximately when it's chatzois, but he didn't know exactly when it's chatzois. So what's the kasha? The David HaViyada. As great as David HaMelech was, he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when chatzois was, therefore, even though Hashem told Moshe, Makas Bechoris is going to happen chatzois, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Kechatzois. So how could David HaMelech have said chatzois laila okum lo'idazlach, implying that David HaMelech knew when chatzois was? If Moshe didn't know, there's no way David HaMelech knew. And the Gemara is going to give three truths into this question. Says the Gemara, David Simana have a, it's true. David HaMelech didn't really know. However, he had a simen min shamayim. They told him when exactly Chatzos is. David HaMelech had a harp that was suspended on top of his bed. As soon as Chatzos came, Baruch Tzafoynis, a northern wind came. It would blow into the harp. and the kinnor would start playing music. As soon as that happened, David HaMelech woke up. Miyad hoya oymed va'oisik b'toyr. David HaMelech began learning Torah. Ad sh'olam b'da shachar. So this was chatzos. This is 6 hours into the night. There are many hours until Alois HaShachar. So David HaMelech would spend the latter half of the night learning Torah. Kiv Yisholam Mud HaShachar. As soon as the sun rose, Nichnesu Chachmei Yisrael. That's like, the Chachmei Yisrael entered David HaMelech's palace. Adonai, they told him, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amchi Yisrael Tzrichin Parnaso. Klal Yisrael needs Parnaso. Amalem, so he would tell them, Luchu Vehis Parnasu Mzem Yizeh. You need Parnaso, go raise money. Incidentally, it sounds like this would happen every day. Amrulai, they told him, Eina Koimetz Masbio Asari. Unfortunately, the demand, the amount that Klal Yisrael needs, Merubim Tzarchei Amcha, we need to eat like a lion needs to eat. And if I go and raise money, I'll be able to raise a koimetz. But the koimetz, which is very little, is not enough to satisfy the Ari. And besides, if you want to fill up a ditch, you have to bring dirt from somewhere else. You can't take the dirt from the ditch to fill up the ditch. Meaning, you're taking from one pocket and you're putting it into another pocket. The point is, they told Adoneinu HaMelech that we went and did our research. There's simply not enough money right now in the Jewish world to support all the needs that the Jews have. Amalehem, so he would tell them, L'chu upishtu yodeichem bigdud. If there's no money, we have to go out and we have to bring outside sources of capital. See, he said, go fight wars. When you fight a war, you're going to end up with shalal, with booty, assuming you're successful. You'll bring that in, and that's the money that you'll have to be able to support Klal Yisrael. Yeah, but before they went to war, they had to follow the steps. First, they would take counsel with Achitofel, with the Melachim Sanhedrin. They would discuss with the Sanhedrin, Vishayel, the Urim V'Tumim. And finally, they would ask the Urim V'Tumim. Only then would they fight. Amar Rabbi Yoyis, Micra, how do you know that? It's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'achrei Achitofel." After Achitofel, Yehoyada ben Binayahu, ve'ev Yasar, ve'sar tzava la'melech Yoyev. Says the Gemara, Achitofel zeh Yoyetz. They went to Achitofel because he was David HaMelech's advisor. V'chein roim, the pasuk says, "Va'atzas Achitofel asher yoyetz b'yom ha'mehem." So David HaMelech had an advisor whose name was Achitofel. So as soon as they realized that they may have to fight a war simply to raise funds, so the first person they would talk to is Achitofel. Achitofel, is this a good idea? That was the first question. Kashe Yishal Bidvar Lekipinayo Ben Yoyada, who's mentioned in that pasuk, who was that? That's Sanhedrin. Now, Binayo Ben Yoyada was a person. He wasn't the Sanhedrin. Rashi says, Shoya of Bezdin. He, however, was the of Bezdin. He was the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. So the Achri Achitofel, after they went to Achitofel for counsel, they spoke to Binayahu ben Yehoyada as being the representative of the Sanhedrin. The Evyasar, then afterwards they went to Evyasar. Who is Evyasar? Elu Urim V'Tumim. Now again, Evyasar is a person. He's not the Urim V'Tumim, but the Teretz is, who wore the Urim V'Tumim? The Kohen Gadol did. And Rashi says, Shekol Yemei David, Hayinishal Ba'Evyasar. Most of David HaMelech's life, Evyasar was the Kohen Gadol. So when the Pasuk says they would go to Evyasar, it's not so much that they wanted to hear what Evyasar had to say, but it's that Evyasar carried the Urim V'Tumim, and they wanted to hear what the Urim V'Tumim had to say. So the Gemara says, there's a Pasuk that says that they went first to the Sanhedrin, meaning the Chenu Oimer is coming to prove that first Sanhedrin and then the Urim V'Tumim, because it says Ibn-O Ben Yoyada, and then it says Ala Kresi Ba'ala Plesi, and Kresi U'Plesi is a reference to Urim V'Tumim. Why? The reason the Urim V'Tumim was called Kresi is because the Urim V'Tumim would mince words. The Urim V'Tumim wasn't very wordy, and part of the objective of using the Urim V'Tumim was figuring out exactly what the Urim V'Tumim was trying to say. But it was called Kresi Miloshen Kaires. It would literally mince words. Plesi Shemuflam B'Devreim. It was wondrous in its words. Either way, afterwards, meaning after they went to Achitofel, and they went to Binayahu ben Yoyada, and they went to Ve'ev Yasar, they went to Achitofel to seek counsel. They went to Binayahu ben Yoyada as the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. Then they went to the Urim V'Tumim to find out, will they be victorious? Will they not be victorious? It's only after that, the Achakach Sar Tzeva LeMelech Yoyav. Either way, the Gemara mentioned that David HaMelech really didn't know when Chatzos was. So what David HaMelech mean when he said Chatzos Laila Akum LaHoydis Lach? It's because David HaMelech had a very magical, a very unique alarm clock, and that was the Kinar David. That's what it was. His kinar would wake him up in the morning, and it would wake him up by chatzos. But David HaMelech didn't set the alarm. The alarm came from Shamayim. A ruach tzafoynis came. It blew into the kinar, started playing music. David HaMelech knew it's time to wake up, learn Torah till Alois HaShachar, because Alois HaShachar, Klai Yisrael is going to come in, and they're going to need parnasa. But either way, it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barat, V'amri lo Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Breid Ravidi Mikro. How do you know? Is there a posik that's at least a remnant to this idea that David HaMelech was woken up in the morning by his kinar? The Gemara says, yeah, Ura Kfoidi, Ura Hanevel the Kinar, or Ira Shachar. Ura Kinar, you see that the kinar would wake David HaMelech up, says the Gemara. So again, the question that we began today's daf was, David HaMelech said, Chatzois Laila Akum Lahoidlislach. It sounds like David HaMelech knew when Chatzois was. Fate the Gemara, David HaMelech knew when Chatzois was. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzois was. So how is it possible that David HaMelech knew more than Moshe? As great as David was, he wasn't Moshe. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was, how could David have known? Now, how do you know Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told Pare that Makkos Becheres is going to happen kichatzos, approximately Chatzos time. Why would he have said approximately Chatzos? Hashem for sure didn't tell Moshe approximately Chatzos. He for sure told him Chatzos. Narvas, Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know. So if Moshe didn't know, how did David know? So the Gemara gave its first tariff, and that is that David HaMelech really didn't know either. It's just that David HaMelech, Simona Havale, he had a simon. The simon was that his kino would stop playing music. That happened at Chatzos, and that's how David HaMelech knew he was waking up at Chatzos. Rav Zeira says a different Eretz. Moshe, Lo'olam HaVayada. Really, Moshe knew. V'David Navi HaVayada. And could be David HaMelech also knew. So when David HaMelech said Chatzos Laila Akum, it's because David was able to set his alarm at Chatzos. He knew exactly when Chatzos was. And so did Moshe. So why then did he have the Kino David HaMelech? L'durei Mishnase. It's what woke him up. But it didn't happen miraculously, necessarily, or even if it happened miraculously, it's not because David HaMelech didn't know when Chatzos was. At the end of the day, David did know when Chatzos was. The big question is, v'kivan the Moshe HaVayada, lama lama lema ki Chatzos. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu say ki Chatzos? Kasavar, he thought, Shema Yitu at Stignine Pari v'yermu Moshe Badayu. He knew when Chatzos was, but he didn't think that the astrologers of Pare would know when Chatzos is. And he was afraid that he would say Chatzos, and then they would think Chatzos is at this time. Makkos Becheres won't happen at that time because they got it wrong. And then they're going to say, you see, Moshe, he's a badai. He's a liar. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prevent that. It's a good thing to train yourself. Literally, you have to work on it. Train yourself to say, I don't know. Any day, you don't have to know everything. And by saying any day, you get yourself into less trouble. And even Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to say kichatzos as opposed to Chatzos to prevent himself maybe getting into a situation through the Adstignine Pari. In other words, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu said Kichatzos, not because he didn't know. He did know. He was just afraid that the Adstignine Pari weren't going to. Rav Ashi says that the way the events played out were differently. When was Makkos Becheres? So Makkos Becheres happened on the eve of the 14th day of Nisan going into the 15th, which is when we have Pesach. Belel Pesach, that was Makkos Becheres. Rav Ashi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu said this to Paroi, Kichatzos, when he was saying this was the eve of the 13th going to the 14th, meaning 24 hours before Makkos Becheres was going to happen. V'hochi kamar Moshe, he said, Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, questions what the right gears in this Gemara is. L'machar Moshe, Hashem said, tomorrow, Kichatzos alayla, just like it's Chatzos now, ki ha'idna ani yoytzi b'teich Mitzrayim. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Kichatzos, the Kof is not coming to suggest that not Chatzos, but rather like Chatzos, in that it's approximately Chatzos, which would maybe suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Kichatzos, he meant something else. He meant to say, just like right now it's Chatzos, Kichatzos, that's when this is going to happen tomorrow. But the Kof doesn't suggest an insecurity on Moshe's part in terms of when Chatzos is. What he meant to say Kichatzos was just like it's Chatzos now, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking. He was talking at Chatzos. He said tomorrow, at exactly this time, just like it's Chatzos now, that's when this is going to happen. So again, the Gemara started off with a question. David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was. Moshe didn't know when Chatzos was. Three terutza. The first terutz is true. Moshe didn't know when Chatzos was. David didn't even know when Chatzos was. What then did David mean when he said Chatzos Laila Akum Lahoyt Islach? What he meant was that Al Pines, he was able to know when Chatzos was, but really, based on his own chachma, he didn't know when chatzais was. The second teretz of the Gemara is that really Moshe Rabbeinu did know when chatzais is. And maybe David HaMelech also knew when chatzais is. What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he said ki chatzais? He said ki chatzais, so the atztagnine paroi shouldn't later call him out because they maybe would have made a mistake. The third teretz the Gemara says is that from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said ki chatzais, doesn't at all suggest that he didn't know when Chatzos was, because Chatzos doesn't mean approximately Chatzos, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu was talking at Chatzos, and he said, just like it's Chatzos now, that's exactly when this is going to happen, albeit tomorrow. Regardless, just one ha'ara, the Gemara mentioned the kinar of David and this incredible miracle, how it would wake David HaMelech up at Chatzos. The Gemara says, what would happen? A ruach tzafoynes, a northern wind would come, it would start blowing into the kinar, umenage meyelov, and it would play music, miyad, hoya oimed, va'oisek atcha ola amud ha-shachar, and David HaMelech would immediately get up, and he would learn Torah, atcha ola amud ha-shachar. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Aleph that tells the rest of the story of the kinar of David. Reb Chanina ben Doisa oimer. The context over there is the Isle of Yitzchak. So after the Akedah, when Avram did not shecht his son Yitzchak, Avram saw an ayil nechaz basfach, he saw an ayil, and in lieu of Yitzchak, Avram Avinu brought that ayil as a korban oila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's known as the Eloi Shel Yitzchak. It wasn't the ayil that was Yitzchak, it was the ayil that was brought in lieu of Yitzchak. Said Reb Chanina ben Doisa, oisa ha'ayil, lo yotze mimenu davar levatola. Every single aspect of that ayil was going to resurface at some point in the future. Afrei shel ayil, the efer, the ashes of that ayil. So the ayil was burnt on the Mizbeach. Its ashes who yisoyed shel gabei Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was the foundation of the Mizbeach HaPnimi that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'chipar aharon al karnois of achas pashono. Gidav, the gidim, the sinews of this ayil, hey masara, were 10. And it's kineged asara nevolim shel kinar, shel yedavid menagim bohem. And the 10 strings of the kinar of David came from the 10 gidim of this ayil, oyre shel ayil, the skin of the ayil, who ezer masav shel Eliyo. This is the miraculous gartel that Eliyo Anavi had. Where did his gartel come from? It came from Eloi shel Yitzchak. Shtei karn of the two horns of the ayil ended up being shofros. Bishal smoil, the left one, nishma koil HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Har Sinai. That's the shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used al Har Sinai. Shenema vayi koil ha-shofar, v'keren shal yamin, and the right horn, who got him in a smoil, it was bigger than the left horn. V'osid litkoya by la'osid lovay b'kibot shal goliath. And this is the shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow in the end of days. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yeshaya perik chav zayin, v'hoya bayoy mahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. What's the shofar gadol? It's the right horn of Eloi shal Yitzchak. Either way, Eloi shal Yitzchak, lo yatsu mimenu davar lebatol. The kachim question, incidentally, that needs to be asked, is that Eloi shal Yitzchak was a carbon oil. A carbon oil was completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So how are all these aspects of the oil surfacing throughout the generations? Didn't have to all be burnt, so it was only the boss that had to be burnt, but maybe that's only if it's in the Beis HaMikdash. Was the Akedah considered a hakrava in the Beis HaMikdash, or was the Mizbeach that Avraham Avinu built at the time of the Akedah a bama? The halachos of how you bring a carbon oil on a bama are different than the halachos of how you bring a carbon oil on the Mizbeach, but that's for another day, in about 5 years from now. But for now, what we need is the Dvar HaGadol, that the kinar of David HaMelech came from Eloi Shel Yitzchak. A little bit of the rest of the story, says the Gemara Vayta, on the topic of David HaMelech. The David Shamra Nafshi, David HaMelech turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, protect me, watch over me. You know why? Because I'm a chassid. I'm a chassid, very chassid. Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak Hadamah once said, this is what David HaMelech said. Am I not a chassid? Of all the kings of the east and the west, they're kings, they can do whatever they want. And they sleep in, literally, they wake up 3 hours into the morning. I don't sleep in, to the contrary, I wake up early. I'm getting up by 9 hours earlier than the other kings. That's 3 hours into the day, I'm 6 hours into the night. So doesn't that mean that I'm a chassid? The idah, the other said, what David HaMelech was referring to was something else. Kacham HaDavid, the friend Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shalaitam, lay chassid ani shakom, machi mizuchum, mayer, yoshim, agudis, agudis, bechvoidam. He says, go into the palaces of the non-Jewish kings. They sit around together in all their glory. Va'ani, and look at me, yodai, my hands, miluchlochais bedam, they're dirty with blood, ubeshvir, ubeshvilya, with embryos and placentas. I have women coming to me, asking me shilas, messy shilas, that involve miscarriages and that involve blood. And why am I doing it? So that this woman that may be tameh could become tar for her husband and there could be good shalom bias. So said David HaMelech, doesn't that mean that I'm a chassid? I mean, look at the difference between me and the other kings. And David HaMelech continues. Whenever I pask in a shayla, I always speak to Mipi Boishas, Rebbe. For Oimelay, and I tell him, Mipi Boishas, Rebbe, Yofa Danti, did I say a good psak? Yofa Chiavti, Yofa Sakisi, Yofa Tiharti, Yofa Timet, my Boishti. And I was never embarrassed. It was never about me. It was never about my gaiva. Amr Abshu Pirate, Rebbe, Idi, my Kra. How do you know that David HaMelech used to talk to Mipi Boishas and ask him these questions? Because the pasuk says, Vadabra Be Deisecha Negam Elochim, the melech over here is Mipi Boishas, as in Man Malchi Rabbanon. And V'lo Yevosh, I was never embarrassed. Lo Yabayshon Lamed. Tano, lo Mipi Boishas Shmai, Ela Ish Boishas Shmai, says the Gemara. That Mipi Boishas that's mentioned here is not, his real name wasn't Mipi Boishas, close. His real name was Ish Boishas. Love it, Nikrish Mipi. But Ish Boishas, by the way, was Shalom Elchsan. So why was he called Mipi Boishas? Shoye Mevayesh Pnei David Bahalacha. Because when David Melech would talk, Mipi, Ish Boishes would embarrass him. Lefichach says the Gemara, Zacha David, the Yatsu Medical, David was Zoycha, he had a son Kilav. Amr Biechel, like Kilav Shmuel, Daniel Shmuel. His real name wasn't Kilav either. His real name was Daniel. Love and Nikrish, my Kilav, show you Machlim, Pnei Mipi Boishes, Bahalacha. Because he would go back at Mipi Boishes. A little nekama, so to speak. Mipi Boishes used to embarrass his father, David HaMelech. So Kilav came, and he stuck up for his Av, for his father. He was Machlim, Pnei Mipi Boishes, and really defending the honor of his father, of all of Amash Shleimah B'chachmasai. And this is who Shleimah Melech was referring to when he said the following two psukim. Bini, this is a pasuk in Mishlei, Im chacham libecha, yismach libi begamani. Va'oimer another pasuk, chacham bini v'samach libi v'ashivi chayfri davar. And this was a reference to Kilav. Says the Gemara, V'David Mikarla Nafshi Chassid, did David HaMelech consider himself to be a chassid? Right, David HaMelech turns to Hashem, V'David Shamra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. And we have two pshatim exactly what he was referring to. Either he was referring to the fact that he used to wake up by chatzois, in contrast to the other kings that would wake up 3 hours into the day, or he's referring to the fact that whereas the other kings would sit around agudais agudais bechfoidam, ani yodai meluchlachos bedam b'shviru b'shvilya kidei letar yishol abayla. But it's all predicated on a pasuk where David HaMelech refers to himself as a chassid. Frank the Gemara, how could that be? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Lule hemanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. That's it. V'tanah b'shvei Rav Yosi Laban akadah lule. If you look inside the pasuk, there is a little pintala. There's a dot on top of the lamed aleph of Lule. Oh, my David, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayna shalom. Muftach ani b'chol sh'atim v'sham, sokotem l'tzadikim l'asalavai. I have no doubt that you are going to pay the tzadikim l'asalavai. Aval eini yodeh, you know what I'm not sure about? Im yesh li chelik b'nei im lav. I'm just not sure if I'm going to have a chelik. Meaning, Lule amanti liris b'tov Hashem v'eretz chayim is referring to Elam Haba. But Lule means like halavai. Loi, with the aleph, means no. Loi hemanti lirois betuv Hashem beretz chaim. That's why there's a little dot on top of the lamed aleph. Because David HaMelech wasn't sure. He was insecure whether or not he's going to have a chelik b'nei, whether he's going to have a chelik in olam haba. What's the kasha? Here you're telling me that David HaMelech said to David Shamra Nafshi ki chassid ani because chatzis fly la'akim lahitus lecha because ani yodai meluchlachis bedam b'shviru b'shilya. So I understand. So why is David HaMelech not sure if he's going to have a chelik in olam haba? So the Gemara says, you know what the reason is? Shami yigur machet. No, David HaMelech said Shamra Nafshi. He knew he was behaving like a chassid, but al ta'amin ba'atzmuchad yoy moisa. You never know what's going to happen until you die. And David HaMelech was always concerned that maybe something will happen that will cause him to sin, to do an avera, which will take him from being a chassid to maybe losing his chelik in olam haba. So it's not a stira. He knew who he was, but he was also concerned. You never know how it's all going to end. And could Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, the Gemara says there's precedence for this. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Rami, Ksiv, Hashem comes to Yaakov in a dream, in the beginning of Parshas, Vayetze, Vayishka v'makom ahu, there's a sula mutzav arza, v'roishe magia ha-shamayma, and what does Hashem tell Yaakov? Ufaratz to yom of a kedma, tzofoyne v'negva, and then he tells him, v'hinei anoichi imach, uchmarticha v'chol ashetelech. Hashem tells Yaakov, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Viksiv. Next parsha. Parsha's Vayishlach. Vayira Yaakov Moed. Yaakov has to face Esav all of a sudden. He's very scared. So Rav Yaakov Aridi says, I don't understand what's going on. Hashem just proud. You ever have tocha? You had a dream. God comes to you in a dream. He says, all good. And then all of a sudden, the next parsha, Vayira Yaakov Moed. How's that even possible? Omar. So you know Rav Yaakov Aridi says, Shem Yigram Achet. He knew he had a promise. But maybe something changed. Maybe the circumstances changed. Maybe he did an Avera. So maybe that promise that he had was no longer applicable. That's exactly what David HaMelech was referring to. David HaMelech said, David Shomer Nafshi Kichosin Ani. But at the same time, he was a little bit concerned. Shema Yigra Machere. And the Gemara says, Kidatanya, there's even more precedence for this. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. Ad Yavar Am Zukoni. So we say this in Ozzy Ostra. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. Hashem took us in Eretz Yisrael. Then we say again, Ad Yavar. Says the Gemara, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishon. It's the first time the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael. When was that? Mitzrayim, 40 years in the Midbar. Yeshua Benun took the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa Zubi Yishniya. This is the second time. Yidden had a Beis HaMikdash, stood for 410 years. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it. He took the Jews to Bavel. 70 years later, Ezra, Nehemiah, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah took the Yidden back into Eretz Yisrael for the second time. So this pasuk in Oz Yosher, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Nevuah, that not only are you going to go into Eretz Yisrael now, unfortunately, this is not a good thing, you're going to have to go a second time. Because this Beis HaMikdash at some point is going to be destroyed. But the pasuk seems to equate Ad Yavar and Ad Yavar. The first time the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, and the second time they went into Eretz Yisrael. Mikan Omru Chachab, Ruim Hoy Yisrael, Le'yoseis Loham Nes, Bimei Ezra. This is a classic Gemara. Really, the Yidden should have had miracles in the times of Ezra. Giderich Shenaslam Bimei Yeshua Benon. Just like they had miracles in the times of Yeshua Benon. Meaning, when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael the first time, Yeshua Benon, they fought wars. They were extremely successful. They had miracles, Shalok Kederach HaTeva, Yericho, etc., etc. The second time they went into Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says it was very, very different. Leihochu Elo B'Shos Koyrish, they needed Koyrish, as in Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia at the time, to give the Jews permission to go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol Yimei Malchi Pars, and even when they enter, I'm reading from Rashi, Eretz Yisrael, Nishtablu Lam L'Koyrish, Ula Achashverish, makes an appearance here in the beginning of Shas, Ula Daryovish HaAchron, Daryovish, as in Darius, who was the son of Achashverish and Esther. So this is history for another day. But the point is that it was very, very different. Very, very different. The first time it's Nisim, Umoifsin, Kriyas Yamsa. The second time, they need permission, literally, from the government. Why was it different? The difference must be Shegar Machet. Meaning, really, it was supposed to be the same. Ad Yavram Yav. We have a Hekesh. It should have been exactly the same. But the Yidden did Averis. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say what the Avera was. So Pasha, you would say, I don't know, maybe the Avera was, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And even though Hashem rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, but they had done Averis. The first Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, Yumad Avtes was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayis, Shvichas Damen. But there's a Marsha, I'll tell you a nice Mara Makim, in Chedushi HaGadis, in Yuma Avtes Amid Beis, where the Marsha says, you know what that Averis was? That Averis was that most Jews did not go to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni to partake in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So imagine, Yidden are living in Bavel, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they're fasting Tisha B'Av, it's their mourning Churban Beis HaMikdash, V'ilu Shalai Mircha B'Rachman Toshav, and now Cyrus, Daryovesh, Achashverish, they give the Yidden permission to go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Most Jews felt, for whatever reason, that they didn't want to go. And they remained in Bavel. It was a minority of the Jewish nation that actually went up to Eretz Yisrael. They were idealistic, and they said, we want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in Masechtas Yuma, that it's because so few Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael, that the second Beis HaMikdash never lived up to what the first Beis HaMikdash was. The Gemara says there were five things that the first Beis HaMikdash had that the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have. One of them was the Shechina. The Shechina, what do you mean? A Beis HaMikdash is a Ba'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicha. That is what the Chefts of a Beis HaMikdash is. But qualitatively, the level of Shechina that was in the second Beis HaMikdash was greatly inferior to the level of Shechina that was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Why? Simply because there weren't enough Jews. Because statistically and proportionate to the amount of Jews that there were in the world, there weren't enough living in Eretz Yisrael. And says the Marsha, that's the Shemagar Machet that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is referring to. Not enough Jews went. Had more Yidden gone, then they wouldn't have had to come on to Koresh, they wouldn't have had to come on to Achashverosh, they wouldn't have had to come on to Daryovesh. It was simply that there weren't enough Yidden that were idealistic enough to want to make this trip. It's for that reason that it didn't work out. But before we go weiter, one Ha'ara. And that is David HaMelech compares and contrasts himself with the other kings of the world. David HaMelech said, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'David, Shamra Nafshi, protect me. Why? Ki chassid ani. And there were two pshat in what he was referring to. The second pshat was, Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Lo chassid ani, am I not a chassid? Shekol malchei Mizrach hu meirev yoish v'magudais agudais b'chvoida. V'ani yodai meluchlachais b'dam, u'b'shvir u'b'shilya, kidei letahir isha l'bayla. David HaMelech was a poisek. He was a king. He was also a poisek. And people would ask him shilas. And sometimes they were messy shilas. And David HaMelech said, I got involved in shilas that weren't befitting for a king. But it was something I did anyways. And David HaMelech used that as his proof to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he is a chassid. The Chasam Sofer in a drasha, and this isn't just any drasha, but this is the Chasam Sofer's hesped on his shver, Reb Kiva Eger. So the Chasam Sofer was married twice. His second marriage, which is the marriage through which he had all his children, was to the daughter of Reb Kiva Eger, and the Chasam Sofer was maspid Reb Kiva Eger. It's a fascinating hesped, and the first reason it's fascinating is because Reb Kiva Eger was very clear in his sava that he didn't want any hespedim. And it wasn't clear whether the Chasam Sofer to himself should be maspid, shouldn't be maspid. He decided to be maspid Reb Kiva Eger. And in his hesped, Reb Kiva Eger, he asks Akasha. He says, it sounds like from this Gemara that it was really inappropriate on some level for David HaMelech to be busy with Dan, Shvir, and Shilya. So Freit Chasam Sofer, so why was he? Why did he do it? And there's also an idea of a melech shemachal al kvoidei and kvoidei machal. A king can't just do whatever he wants. He can't be one of the chevron. He's not. He has to act like a king. Soim tosim alecha melech, sheteyei masay alecha. So the Chasam Sofer in his hesped on his great shver, Reb Kiva Eger, asked this question. He said if it was somewhat inappropriate, and David HaMelech seemed to be insinuating that, so why did he do it? There were no other paiskin. We just learned the Gemara. There was a Sanhedrin. There was a Rosh Sanhedrin. Why couldn't they ask Achi Teufel? Why couldn't they ask Biniyo ben Yayada? Why couldn't they ask Avyasar? Why couldn't they ask Mepi Boishes? Why couldn't they ask Kilov? Sounds like there were other qualified people to pask in these shilas. Why did they come to David HaMelech? Why did he agree to answer these shilas? Says the Chasam Sofer something beautiful. He says, the Gemara says, regarding David HaMelech, V'Hashem Imoy. What does that mean? V'Hashem Imoy. Melamed Shehalocha Kemoysoy B'chol Mokoy. That the halacha was always like David HaMelech. So whenever David HaMelech issued a psak, he had a siyata d'shmaya. V'ashem imoy, halacha k'moysa b'chol mokin. Says the Chasam Sofer, if there's a rav in town that you know for a fact that every single psak that he issues, halacha k'moysa, you'd have no choice but to ask him all your shaylas. So even though technically there's other people you can ask, but let's be honest, you ask a rav a shayla, there's always a little bit of risk. You're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. The dayan is rolling the dice. You know, if you're getting it right, you try your best. You hope for the best. But here, where you know for a fact that there's a rav, that he always gets it right, you'd have no choice. He would have a line outside his door. His phone would always be ringing. You'd have no choice but to ask him all your shailas. So says the Chasam Sofer, that being that David HaMelech was Vashem Imoy, Melamed Shalocha K'moysa B'chol Makim, it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. So it was for that reason David HaMelech had no choice. Because being that Halocha K'moysa B'chol Makim, every single shaila was brought to David HaMelech. They would come to David and they would bring David HaMelech all the shailas. Then the Chasam Sofer says something beautiful. He says that why was David HaMelech Zoicha? Why was he Zoicha that Halocha K'moysa B'chol Makim? Right? So there are many Kloli Ashas where you find, for example, Bishami Bisil, the halacha is like Bisil. Abaye v'Rava, the halacha is almost always like Rava with the exception of Yalkagat. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan with three exceptions, etc., etc. There's so many Kloli Ashas. Says the Chasam Sofer, usually the reason the halacha will be like one versus the other is not necessarily because he was smarter, but rather it's because in Midos, he was on a higher madrigal. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that why was that locha like Beisil and not like Beishamai? And the Gemara goes on line after line to describe the midas toivos of Beisil. It was because of the way Beisil interacted bein Adam lechaveroi. That's the reason halacha k'maisam, not so much because of the way they understood the lumbis and the way they were able to say the vart in Beis Medrash. It's counterintuitive. But as I state in Gemara, Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so says Chasam Sofer, that's the Gemara. David HaMelech turns to Hashem and he said, Shomra nafshi ki chassid ani. I'm a chassid. You know I know I'm a chassid? Because look at me. Ani yodai meluchleches bedam b'shvir v'shulya. He says, why am I getting involved in this? I'm a king. There are other poiskim. There are other dayanim. There are other people that can look at maris. Why are they bringing it to me? Why am I getting busy with this? Oh, you know what the reason is? Because the halacha is like me. But why is the halacha like me?
Why is there a cloud sometimes? Halacha k'moisa b'chol makim. It must be like Beis Hillel. Because in midas toivus, it must be because I'm a chassid. It's the chassidus of me. See, told Hashem, checkmate. The David Shomer Nafshi k'chassid on you. You know what the proof is that I'm a chassid? The fact that yodam v'lechleches b'dam b'shver v'shilya. And the only reason that's the case is because people feel they have to ask me shailas. Why? Because Talocha is always like me. Oh, if Talocha is always like me, what does that mean? I'm Beis Hillel. I'm a chassid. The David Shomer Nafshi k'chassid on you. Incidentally, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Hakdama to Igros Moshe. So this is literally the Hakdama to Erechaim Chelik Aleph. This is the first page, the Beis Amid Beis in Igros Moshe. So he writes in his Hakdama that obviously this is a collection of tshuvas that he wrote to different people that asked him questions. And he starts off saying that, you know, anytime a Rav paskins a shayla, he has to be worried, he has to look both ways, because maybe you're getting it wrong, and if someone's nichshol b'dvar halacha, it's not so simple. And he quotes something that Rav Kiveger wrote in his Akdama to tshuvas Rav Kiveger, that really he was always very hesitant to paskin shaylas. But at the same time, there's an idea in Chazal that if someone's higia l'chlal hoira, if someone is able to paskin shaylas and he doesn't, it's also not so good. So it's oylium agid, oylium roy agid. And Rav Kiveger felt that am higia l'chlal hoira, that much he was willing to accept, and it's for that reason he paskin shaylas. And Rav Moshe invoked Rav Kiveger's ksav his natslos in his Akdama to Tshuvas Rav Kiveger, and it was based on that Rav Moshe said he paskin shaylas as well. And then he says that I just want to be moisif one thing. V'gam mashmali mi brachis daf dalit she'om adavid loichosed ani v'ani yodai meluchleches bedam b'shvira b'shilyo kidei letayr isha labaylo. Freit Rav Moshe in the Hakdama Tigros Moshe she'lochayra kosha tufa im einzeh kovid l'melech. It sounds like from David HaMelech it's not really the kovid for a king to do this. Z'havalei l'shalech es ha'noshim ha'shoye lois l'chachabim ha'cherim she'hoyu harbe Yerushalayim she'lochayin tzorech loymar. What do you have to say, says Rav Moshe? It must be that if somebody comes and asks a Rav a Shaila, if the Rav is higia l'chlal hayra, meaning he has the certificate, he's able to paskin Shailas, he can't just send the person to somebody else. He has no choice but to answer the Shailas. So he says, v'zetami v'nimuki shehoirisi v'heshafti v'chol ha'shoyoloise. He says, I answered every single question, even though he said some of these Shailas in Igros Moshe maybe somebody else could have answered. I mean, many of them nobody else could have answered. But he said, maybe some of them others could have answered. But v'ani yodai meluchloches b'dam b'shvir v'shilya. Rav Moshe said, I was inspired by David HaMelech. Every person that came and asked the Shaila to David didn't say, just go to somebody else. He said, I would take it on by myself. And then he says something that's hard to believe. He says, "V'gam she'yesh b'zeh." Another reason that I answered everybody the shailas that they asked me is because I knew that my father would have a nachas ruach from it. "V'gam she'yesh b'zeh nachas ruach lo'ovi moiri ha'goyin zatzal she'omar olai." Because he told me when I was in Europe, she'em nekava, he hopes, u'kemat shehu batuach. He said he got a haftocha from his father. He says you're going to see that people are going to ask you shailas, maybe in America, halacha bal peh, ubiksav, and you're going to take it upon yourself to answer shailas. And he says, I know my father wanted me to be involved in this and to give nachas ruach la'avi mori to show that his haftocha came true. I answered shailas and I printed the Igros Moshe poshet as a dedication to his father. The Gadol Hador talking and the sensitivity that he has to his father. Either way, on that note, we have another Amid Gemara to learn. So in the Mishnah, we had three shittas up until when we can lay in Kriyash Mashal Arvis. So the beginning time is Mishash Akihanim Nechnasan Lecha B'Trumasan, which the Braisa on the Beis Amid Beis clarified Simen Ledavar Seisa Koychav. Up until when? Three shittas. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ashmur Rishonah 4 hours into the night. Chum said Chatzoyes. Rabbi Gamliel said, Ad sheyal abud hashach, you have the whole night. Says the Gemara, Chachamim kamat sfirlu. Who do the Chachamim hold like? Meaning, the Gemara, and this is the backdrop to the Gemara's question, understands Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, and the Gemara understands Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. What's the Mekar to Kriyash Mashal Arvis? It says B'shach B'cha. It's the Mekar also to the Zman of Kriyash Mashal Arvis. Because it sounds like B'shach B'cha, Bizman Shebnei Adam Shaykhvin. So the idea is that Kriyashma is supposed to be Bizman Shebnei Adam Shaykhvin. So the Gemara says, Rav Eliezer, who says at Soif HaShmur Rishayna probably holds, Azman Shebnei Adam Shaykhvin means the time that people go to sleep. So when do you go to sleep? I don't know, anywhere from Tzeizak Yichavim up until 4 hours into the night. And that's the definition of B'shachla. Therefore, it's 4 hours of Zman Kriyishma. Rabbi Gamliel says, Achi Yalom Adashachar. Well, people go to sleep the whole night. No, people sleep the whole night. Some people go to sleep early. They sleep in the beginning of the night. Some people are sleeping all the way up until Alois HaShachar. Some people 3 hours into the day. But the point is that it's called Zman Shebnei Adam Shoich. Not as long as people are going to sleep, but as long as people are sleeping. But Freik to Gemara, what did the Chachamim all like? Meaning, how did the Chachamim darshan the word B'shachla? Chachamim command Svirlu. Ik Rabbi Eliezer Svirlu. If they all like Rabbi Eliezer, that what? Zok Rashi, that B'shach B'chol means calls man she b'nei Adam oiskin leilich v'lishkoiv. Okay, Lamer Rabbi Eliezer. Then they should say Atzoy Vashmur Rishoyder. Vik Rabbi Gamliel Svirlu. Zok Rashi. The mashmalei B'shach B'chol calls man she b'nei Adam shoichvin. V'yesh B'chol hazak kol alaylo. Lamer Rabbi Gamliel. What's Chatzois? And where's Lamer Rabbi Gamliel Svirlu? Really, hold the Rabbi Gamliel. Vada kamri ad Chatzois. Reason he said ad Chatzois is k'day laharchi k'sa Adam and Haveira. K'day tanya like we learned in a Brais. Meaning, really, they hold the whole night. It's just the harchaka. We learned in the Brayis, Chachamim also siyag ledevrayim, kedosh shaleh yehei odom, and I saw the reason Chachamim said you have only up until Chatzos, meaning really you could do it the whole night. But this is the scenario that they were trying to prevent. So the Gemara plays it out in dramatic detail. Person comes home from work, from the field, at night. V'omer, he says, Eilech lebeisi, let me go home. Eichel kima, I'm going to eat a little. Eshte kima, glass of wine. V'ishan kima, I'll take a small nap. V'acha kache kriyishma, and then I'll go learn, right? Then I'll go say kriyishma. V'espala, I'm going to daven. You know what happens in the meantime? Chayt v'sayshina. He's going to take a long nap. V'nimtza yashin kol alayla on the couch. He's going to end up sleeping the whole night. Have a lot of asada. You know what you're supposed to do. What's the appropriate way of playing this? You come home from the field, but erev nichlas beis haknesses. You go into the beis haknesses. Rogalik is kaira. Irogalis and shayna. You should learn taira. V'kaira kriyashma. Umispalin and davin. V'oichol pitoi. Then eat. Umavarich and bench. Meaning, it's for that reason the Chachamim said, you only have up until Chatzos. Because if you would have the whole night, then we were afraid scenario A would play out. If we tell you, you only have up until Chatzos, you have less time to play with. So then, hopefully, it'll play out like scenario B. And then the Braisa mysteriously says, if somebody says Kriyishma after Chatzos, meaning really you have the whole night to do it. The Chacham said up until Chatzos, Yechayev Misa, Freit the Gemara, whoa. Maishla b'chol duchta like the Tani Chayev Misa, who maishla hachid the Tani Chayev Misa. Right, it's a little dense. That all of a sudden, this is the only Durabbanan that you have in Shas. Over here, Yechayev Misa, the Gemara gives two reasons. Yeah, because this is very, a person's very vulnerable when it comes to this. Coming home after a long day, from the field no less, exhausted. Yeah, it's very possible it's going to happen. So just to make sure it doesn't happen, to be mechazik, we say chayim isim. Iba yisayim ala fuki man damat filas arvus rishos kamash mon dechayv. Because we're dealing with Mayrav over here. And there is a man da amar that the Gemara is going to talk about later in the Masechta who holds that Mayrav is only a rishos. You don't even have to daven Mayrav. It sounds like you think you don't have to daven Mayrav. Here's the truth. Kala oivra al divrei chachab chayim isim. This is very serious. In other words, Arabis is not a Rishus, it's really a Chayva. One of the things I will mention in this Braisa was Kari Kriyishma Umispal. So what are you supposed to do? You come home, you go to Bismedrish, you learn, you say Kriyishma, and then you daven. So it sounds like first Kriyishma, and then you daven, which, by the way, is the way you have it in your Siddurim. Everybody holds that way. And this is a riot, Rabbi Yoichan. I'm Rabbi Yoichan. If someone is soymech gu'ulo l'tfilo shel arvis, he's a ben oylem haba. So one of the important aspects of the sequence of davening is that we're soymech gu'ulo l'tfilo. So, psukah de zimra, berchas kriyashma, with Kriyashma, and then Shmoyna Esrei. What's the last bracha of Birchas Kriyashma? It's Gal Yisrael. So you say, Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezras Yisrael, Gal Yisrael, and from Gal Yisrael, you say Kriyashma. It's not a coincidence. We're Soymech Geula Litfila. We want to talk about Gal Yisrael right before Shmoyna Esrei. And the reason is, says Rashi, because when we talk about Gal Yisrael, we're referencing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us in the past. Hashem saved us from Mitzrayim. And by us doing that, we're praising Hashem. What's Shmoneh Esrei? You can ask Hashem for a lot of things. It's just good business. It makes sense that before you ask somebody for something, praise them. So the idea of being Soymech Geula Letfila is giving Shirois V'Sishbach, is serenading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then afterwards asking him for something. In the morning, everybody agrees that's something you're supposed to do. The Gemara is going to talk about it in some of the later dafin. But as it relates to the morning, there's no machloikis. Everybody is in agreement, in unison, that you're supposed to be soymech gu'ula l'tfil. There was a shiloh, what about at night? Are you supposed to be soymech gu'ula l'tfil at night, or you're not supposed to be soymech gu'ula l'tfil at night? Now, we are soymech gu'ula l'tfil at night. But it was a machloikis amayram, whether that's the right thing to do. Now, what would be the difference? The difference is that the Yidden left Mitzrayim during the day. Being that they left Mitzrayim during the day, Iker Geulas Yisrael mi Mitzrayim was during the day. So from that standpoint, there's more chashivos to being soimich gula l'tvila when you're davening shachris, which is what you daven during the day, being that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, which was our Iker Geula, during the day. However, at night, with the Yidden, didn't have Iker Geulas Mitzrayim. Now, things happened that night. For example, the night before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Pari told the Yidden, just go, right? Kichatzois, just leave. But they didn't physically leave until the next day. So the question is, being that it wasn't the Iker Geula at night, is there an idea to be Soimich Geula Tefillah at night or not? So again, Ezo, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ezo b'nayla ma'bozam, Soimich Geula Tefillah shal arvis, Rishu b'levi yoymer, Tefillah is b'emtzah tikvah. No, you're not supposed to be Soimich Geula Tefillah shal arvis. The Tefillahs are supposed to be in between the two Kriyashmas. So it's Kriyashma Shmona Esrei in the morning, and then at night it's Shmona Esrei, and then Kriyashma. My komif, Ibai same akro, Ibai same as far, Ibai same as far, like we just said. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon holds Gula Miyot and Ami Hava, that there was Gula from Mitzrayim at night as well. El Gula Malius Lehavi at Safra. The Iker Gula was during the day, but there was Gula at night. So there's Gula. Talk about it, and then daven Shmona Esrei. It makes sense to be Soimich Geula Tefillah. Shuvan Levi Sava Kim Lehava Elements Afra. Being that the real Geula was in the morning, Lehava Geula Malyasa. So it's not something that you should say. Iba Yisei Makra. Perhaps you could say that it's really coming from a pasuk. V'shnei Mikra Echad Darsha. The pasuk says B'shach Becha Uvku Mecher. Yechon and Sabra Yechon and holds Makish Chiv Lakim. So B'shach Becha is the source to Kriyash Mashal Arvus. Uvku Mecher is the source to Kriyash Mashal Shachrus. Rabbi Yechon and holds that we make a hekish between Kriyash Mashal Arvus and Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Makima Kriyash Mavakyak Filo. Just like in the morning, everybody agrees he's supposed to be Soimich Geula Tefillah. Meaning, first Kriyashma, then Shmein Esrei. Av Shchiv Anami Kriyash Mavakyak Filo. So at night, it should be the same way. Shuman Levi Sover, Makish Shchiv Lakim, in the reverse. Makima Kriyash Mavakyak Filo. Just like when you wake up in the morning, first Kriyashma, then Shmein Esrei. Meaning, Kriyashma is closer to when you were in bed. Getting out of bed. Av Shchiv Anami Kriyashma Sovach Lemitasai. So too, at night, Kriyashma should be Sovach Lemitasai, not Lashitasai. Sovach Lemitasai as well, meaning it should be first Shmein Esrei, and then afterwards Kriyashma, the Kriyashma should be Sovach Lemitasai. Masif Mar Breda Ravina. Be'erev Avarach Shtayim Lefanel, Rishtayim Lachare. At night, you say Berchas Kriyashma. And there's two brachos that you say after Kriyashma. The first bracha is Gal Yisrael. The second bracha is Hashkivenu. What's the kasha? Amr boy lismoich. It's a Gal Yisrael. Yeah, that segues into Shmon Esrei. That's being Soimich Geula Tefillah. But what about Hashkivenu? How does that work? The boy lemeh Hashkivenu. The Gemara says Amr kim that kin rabbanon Hashkivenu. Being that the rabbanon masakin, you should say Hashkivenu. Kigula arich tadamya. Hashkivenu is part of the geula. Rabbi Yoin explains because the bracha of Hashkivenu says Hashkivenu. Hashem Aleikenu L'Shalom. Right? This is us, Yidden, davening that we should be able to rest in peace. When the Makkas were happening, the Yidden had to be careful, especially Makkas Becheres, that didn't affect them. And they davened to Hashem that we should be speared from the Makkah. And it's for that reason, Hashkivenu is somehow a repeat of that tefillah, which ties in some way to the Geula, and that's why it's not considered a hefsek. Just because you say Hashkivenu, you're still being Soimich Geula with Tefillah. The Gemara says the Ilai Teimahachi. You have to say such a svara because if not, Shachris Hakimatzi Soimich. How can you be Soimich Geula with Tefillah with Shachris? Vam Rabbi Yoichanan. Didn't Rabbi Yoichanan say Betchila Oimer Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ula Besoifu Oimer Yulerotzin Meifei? But the point is, before Shmein Esrei, you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yageti Lasech. That's not Shmein Esrei. So why isn't that a hefsek in the morning when everybody agrees you have to be Soimich Geula with Tefillah? Ella Hasa Give the Kidur Rabbanu Lamei Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. You look at his parish, my nesra. Okay, now we keep it to Kinra Bottle. You hear it too. We look at it as being parish, my nesra. Exhale. Either way, just before we end today's daf, I just want to go back and speak out one ha'ara, a piece of ray that we left on the table in yesterday's daf on daf gimel. And that is the Gemara had mentioned a braisa. Omer Rab Yoisi. Pamachas ha'yisi mehalach baderech. Venechnasti lechurva achas mechurvas Yerushalayim lespal. Rab Yoisi said, I once entered one of the churvas Yerushalayim to daven. Ba'ali yohu zocher latoiv. V'shomali ala pesach. And he waited for me until I finished davening. After I finished davening, he said, Shomal lecha Rebbe. I said, Shomal lecha Rebbe Yomairi. And he said, why did you enter the churva? I said, to daven. You should have davened on the road. I thought people would stop me. You should have done the tefillah katzara. Ba'isa shah, lo madati mimenu shloish advarim. How could you learn Torah from Eliyahu HaNavi? So this is all yesterday's raid. Then the Gemara continues and says, Eliyahu HaNavi asked Rabbi Yosi,
Bini, my son, ma kol shamata b'chur v'zu. What did you hear in this chorv? Amartile, I told him, shamati, I heard a baskol, sheminahemes kiyoyna. It was cooing like a dove. V'oimeres, and said, oy lebon, woe to my children, shabav v'nisei, because of their averes. Hechrafti es beisi, I destroyed their beis hamikdash. V'sarafti es hecholi, v'glisa v'nuas, and I sent them into Golas. Amali, Eliyah, Navi told me, said, Rabbi Yossi, chayech v'chayi roish, loy shoz, zobel v'adam meres kach. This is not the only time Hashem said this. Ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sholish pomim my meres kach. During the three mishmaris, Hashem roars like a lion and says this. And not just that. Ela b'shoshi Yisrael nechnasen, l'bat the kneses, l'bat the midrashes. V'oynim, and they say, Yehei shmei ha-gadol mevoyrach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ashrei ha-melech she-mekal sinois v'veisoy. And again, this nusach, Maloi lo'ov she-hikla ha-zbonov, oy lehem lebonim she-galu me'al shulchan ha-veyam. This line, B'shoshi Yisrael nechnasen l'bat the kneses l'bat the midrashes, v'oynim Yehei shmei ha-gadol mevoyrach, has a very important Tosfos on it. And Tosfos over here says that really, this is, in other words, the tefillah that we say in Kaddish, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, La'olam Liol Me'avai. And Tosfos says that if that's the case, I have a raya for what the right kavana a person's supposed to have is when he says Yehei Shmei Rabba. In other words, Tosfos brings two pshatim, what the literal word for word, mila b'mila, translation is of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Lolam Leom Me'amaya. Tosfos says this, two pshatim, and this Gemara is a checkmate raya to one of them. That's the first half of Tosfos, that's the part of Tosfos we're not going to talk about. Ayin Shah. I want to talk about the second half of Tosfos. Tosfos digresses, and Tosfos says that Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Lolam Leom Me'amaya, and really the entire Kaddish is in Aramaic. And Tosfos says, why is it in Aramaic? I don't understand. Why is Kaddish in Aramaic? You realize most of davening is in Lashon Kaddish. There's very few parts of davening that are in Aramaic. Berich Shemei Demari Alma, Aramaic. Yukum Borka Mijmaya, very much Aramaic. That's it, right? There's not a lot of Aramaic. Kaddish, for some reason, Kaddish is in Aramaic. So Tosfos mutches. Why is it that Kaddish is in Aramaic? Tosfos says two pshatim. The first pshat Tosfos says is, V'gam masha oimrim ma'olam, l'kach oimrim Kaddish b'loshon Aramis. He said, I heard a pshat. In fact, you know who says it? The Olam says it. Who's the Olam? The Velt. The Velt says that the reason is because it's a beautiful tefillah. So it was instituted to say in Aramaic, so the malachim, the angels shouldn't understand it, because then they'll be jealous. So what we do is we were afraid. You're going to say Kaddish, Yiskadol, Yiskadosh. Well, the Malachim are going to hear, and they're going to be jealous. Wow, the Malachim sing shirs v'sishbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't have this tefillah. They're going to be jealous. So Hashem said, I have an idea. You know what the idea is? Say it in Aramaic. The Malachim don't know Aramaic. The Gemara says that in a bunch of places. So if they don't know Aramaic, no worries. You have nothing to worry about it. But Tosfos says that even though I know people like to say this, I don't like the pshat. He says, you know why? But this is the only nice tefillah. There's so many tefillahs that are beautiful. And those tefillahs, for some reason, we say in Lashon Kaddish, only Kaddish we're worried about? I don't understand. So it says, Tosfos, not mash, but that's the pshat. And Tosfos goes on and says a different pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes LeYaakov, he says this in Parshas Vayechi, this week's Parsha, and he says it in Parshas Va'eschanan as well. He makes an absolutely unbelievable observation. And the Hektim or Gemara. The Gemara is Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. It's discussing a Pasuk in this week's parasha. Pasuk says, Vayikra Yaakov al Bono, Vayomer, and he said, He asfu, Va'agid Alochem, Es HaShayikra Eschem Achas HaYomer. So Yaakov Avinu is literally on his deathbed. He gathers his sons around, and he says, I want to tell you what's going to happen to you in the end of the day. Says the Gemara, Pikish Yaakov Legalus of Anav Keitz HaYomer. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal when Mashiach's going to come, all the Soidos of the Bria, V'nestalkum Men HaShechina. And as he tried, the Shechina went away from him. Omer, Yaakov Avinu was very scared. He said, "Shemachas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi psul. Maybe I have a psul. Kavram sheyatzmi menu Yishmal. Vavi Yitzchak sheyatzmi menu Esav. Amru leibanav." His sons told him, "Listen, Shema Yisrael." Yaakov Avinu's other name was Yisrael. He said, "Listen, Yisrael. Hashem aleikenu Hashem echad." What did they mean to say? Kishem she'im belibcha elechad, kach im belibenu elechad. It's a shav. We Yaakov Avinu heard that. Pasach Yaakov Avinu va'amar baruch she'im. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. That's a Gemara. Omri Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, we have a mitzvah to say Kriyishma. Me'im is like Kriyishma ba'arvah. We say Kriyishma at night. Me'im is like Kriyishma b'shachas. You say Kriyishma in the morning. They said, when we say Kriyishma, should we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus or not? Hey Chinavid, name Ro, should we say it? Like Amr Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. If you look in Parshas Veschan and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yahavta, doesn't say Baruch Shem, so maybe we shouldn't say it. Loi name Ru, should we not say it? But Amr Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu heard the sons talking to him say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what did he say? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloi Levad. Hiskinu, so they were Masakin. We all know this. Sheyu Oim Moshe Bechashoy. Make up shara, compromise, say it, but whisper it. So, you won't say it out loud, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. You're going to say it, albeit you'll whisper it, because Yaakov Avinu said it. This is a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, Psachim, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. This Gemara, said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, is also mentioned in Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum's on this very same pasuk, where Yaakov Avinu calls his sons, Hey Asfu V'agidu Lechem, Eisashe Yikre Eschem V'achos Hayom. So this is the Gemara, verbatim, albeit in Aramaic. So bear with me. Minda askanshu tre asarte shiftoi de Yaakov va'akifu dargosha de dahava. When the sons of Yaakov gathered around the golden bed that Yaakov Avinu was lying on, sovereign who gali lohin sidre brechosav and echemasa. Yaakov Avinu wanted to start revealing secrets. Viskasi mine, and he forgot everything. Ono avuni Yaakov amal lohin. Yaakov Avinu got very afraid. He said, Avram avui da abba kamine psul yishma v'chobne ktura. My father, or my grandfather Avram, had a son Yishmael, had sons of the bnei ktura. V'yitzchak abba kamine psul esav achi. Yitzchak gave birth to my brother Esav. I'm afraid. Maybe there's something wrong with my chevra as well. I'm skipping. Says the Gemara. Kodon tavon onayim trei asarte shiftoi de Yaakov kulhoin. Kachado. So the 12 sons of Yaakov got up together. Va'amrin and said, Shema minon Yisrael avunon Hashem elokona Hashem chad. So they said Shema Yisrael in Aramaic. On Yaakov. So Yaakov responded. Here's the punchline. Va'amar. He's sitting and he's standing. He said, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'omei Elav. Said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's the same exact story. One is in Lashon Kodesh and one is in Aramaic. So he said, what do you see from here? That Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, ever think of this? La'olam La'omei Omaya is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, albeit in Aramaic. Now the truth is, if you think about it, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, blessed is the name, Baruch, whatever that means, Baruch Shem, of his glorious kingdom, Doylem Vahid. Yehei Shmei is a tefillah, but it's the same idea. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. It should be Baruch Shem, Lo'olam Lo'olam Yomayah, Lo'olam Vahid. There's one difference. The difference is that in Baruch Shem, you have Kavod Malchusai. In Yehei Shmei Rabba, you don't have Kavod Malchusai. Rabbi Yaakov said, Pshat, based on a Gemara, Masechtas, Chagigo, Daf Yud, Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara over there asks the Stira, that Yeshaya HaNavi saw a nevuah, and he saw the angels, and they had six wings. Yecheskel HaNavi had a nevuah, and he saw them, and they had only four wings. So the Gemara asks the Stira, do the angels have six wings or four wings? Which one is it? Gemara says like Kasha, Kambizman she beis hamikdash kayim, Kambizman she in beis hamikdash kayim. When there's a beis hamikdash, they have six wings. When there's no beis hamikdash, kaviyochol nisma'atu kanfei achayos. The chayos lose two of their wings. The Vilna Gaon said, what's the pshat? He said, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Lo'ilam Vod, six words. Those six words were manifest in the Bria when there was a Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, two of those words were taken away. Kvod Malchusai. Because in the world of Galus, we don't experience Kvod Malchusai anymore. The Goyim said, that's the Tefillah. Vino Malkeinu, Gali Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. We dive into the Beis HaMikdash and we ask Hashem, Gali Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu, that those two wings should be reinstated. There should be Kvod Malchusai as well. So said Rabbi Yaakov, based on this Goyim, it's beautiful. Because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, that's in a perfect world. But when did the Chachamim institute Kaddish? It was in Aramaic. It was after the Churban. They didn't speak Aramaic when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, this happened in Golus. When the Yidden were in Golus, there was no Kvayt Malchusai anymore. If there was no Kvayt Malchusai, so it was Nismay to 2 weeks, and there was no point in saying anymore Kvayt Malchusai. So it's Yeheshmei Rabba, we skip Kvayt Malchusai. But Baruch Shem Kvayt Malchusai and Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach are the same exact thing. Says Rabbi Yaakov, based on that, I can tell you Pshat and Toysvis. There's another Medrash. A Medrash says a different Pshat, why we say Baruch Shem quietly. Says the Medrash. The reason is because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to be Kabbalah the Torah, he heard the Malachi Ashari singing Shira. And you know what they were singing? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Lo'olam Vod. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, wow, that's a tefillah. So he came down, he told the Yidden, Chevra, I have a great tefillah. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Lo'olam Vod. But he said, I stole it. It's like a gandat tefillah. So you know what you should do? Say it quietly. Mashal Amah Davadayma says the Medrash. Somebody steals something, so you don't walk outside with it publicly. So it was something that was done quietly. It was something that was done privately. Baruch Shem Kvayt Machusa was stolen from the Malachim, and it's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu said, if we're going to say it, we're going to say it quietly. So here's the question. In Kaddish, we say it again. It's the same tefillah. It's the Aramaic version of Baruch Shem Kvayt Machusa Davadayma. So what's the Eitzah? What are you supposed to do? You know, you're supposed to, you know what we do? We say it in Aramaic. We say it in Aramaic, Shlo Yavinu Amalochim, V'Yiskanu Baruch. Not because there's other beautiful tefillahs like Tosfos has, but says Rabbi Yaakov, this is different, because this is a tefillah that we took from them. I mean, this is a tefillah that we took from them. Could be, I was thinking, maybe that's why there's an idea to scream, Yehish Mei Rabba. Tosfos brings the Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, right? The Gemara says, Kol Oino Amin Yehish Mei Rabba B'chol Koichai, all the wonderful things that are going to happen. But that doesn't mean B'chol Koichai, you should scream on top of your lungs. Rashi says, B'chol Koichai, B'chol Kavanosai. Tosfos says the same thing. That's what it means. But Tosfos brings a psikta that says, Ma'isad Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kamar Hasam, she's strong, the Chnasa Labati Knesis, Va'omrim Yehesh Mei Rabbi Mevarach, B'chol Ram, Mevatlim Zeris Kosher. So there is an idea to say B'chol Ram. It's just not that Gemara. It's a Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Point is that there's an idea to scream Yehesh Mei Rabbi. Why? Why Yehesh Mei Rabbi B'chol Ram? Maybe because when we say Baruch Shem Kvayt Machusai, it's the same tefillah, and then we're whispering it. So you whisper something, it sounds like you're insecure about it. So you know what we do? We make up for it. There's one time we whisper it in Lashon Kodesh, and the other time we say it on top of our lungs, albeit in Aramaic, to show that we're not whispering it because we're not sure about it. We're whispering it for whatever reason Chazal said you're supposed to whisper it. But we make up for it by yelling Yehesh Mei Rabba, which is the same exact thing. Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach, Baruch Shem Kvayt Machusai, Liyay Levad, an incredible observation based on a Gemara in Psachim, Nunvav, and Talgim Yerushalmi, this week's Parashah, Parashas Vayechi.